the ideal attitude of the sadhaka towards time is to have an endless patience as if he had all eternity for his fulfillment, and yet to develop the energy that shall realize now and with an ever-increasing mastery and pressure of rapidity till it reaches the miraculous instantaneousness of the supreme divine transformation. Let us read again. We shall read 5 times because it is the most important sentence in this chapter. The ideal attitude of the sadhaka towards time is to have an endless patience as if he had all eternity for his fulfillment. Therefore, never to be in haste. No hurry. Endless patience, that is the first attitude. Don't demand that now I must realize God today. It's an ignorant demand, egoistic demand, as if you are important rather than God being important. You should have endless patience as if he had all eternity for his fulfillment. So imagine the kind of patience that one must have. Many people who turn to the path of yoga egoistically, they demand so much from the divine, they become frustrated easily and they have a fall in their yoga. They destroy their own efforts by becoming too impatient. But that is not enough. It is only half sentence, you must remember. It's not a full sentence. While being very patient, you have something to do here and now. Don't say, oh, there is a lot of time, if everything will happen. This is an attitude of patience which is good. But at the same time, couple it with another, which you have to do now. What do you do now? You develop now the energy. Whatever faculties you have, whatever faculties you can develop now, without postponement, you develop them now. Develop the energy. What kind of energy? Such an energy that shall realize now and with an ever-increasing mastery and pressure of rapidity till it reaches the miraculous instantaneousness of the supreme divine transformation. You should develop your energy now and more and more and more and more as rapidly as possible so that a day may come, not now, a day may come when what is needed to be done can be done immediately, instantaneously. You ask, it is given on the spot. Complete transformation you want, on the spot it can happen. Now, on immediately. So you combine 2 attitudes. Mother once said to me, a good definition of time, how to handle it. Do, first of all she said, have no ambition. N'ambition jamais. Have no ambition. Because this ambition always breaks you down. You have no ambition. You have a goal, but have no ambition. Then, whatever you can do without pretension, whatever you can do, be very humble, whatever you can do, whatever you want to do, whatever you have to do, do it as perfectly and as quickly as possible. As perfectly and as quickly as possible. Now you combine both the things, quickness and perfection. You combine them together, you get the exactly right rhythm of time movement. Do as perfectly as you can and do as quickly as you can. When these two will be combined together, this formula of Sri Aurobindo will be fulfilled.